Spankwagon Audio.
Proceed!
Spankwagon Audio.
Do it.
Dashwood. Hey! Hey! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Hey! Oh! Don't touch me!
Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Clodballs! And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Clodballs and Trencher!
Wow. You just made it.
I mean, you made it.
You just, right on the bell, right on the dot, just made it.
I was so excited to do the show, I had to pee.
I mean, you were sitting there, and you were like, dancing and hopping.
Yeah, we're gonna show.
You're like thrusting like thumbs up in my fist going, yeah, you ready? Yeah, you ready? Woohoo! Yeah! I gotta go pee. Gotta go. Bye! We got a 10 seconds! 10 fucking seconds on the song! About a minute on the intro. Yeah,
dude, I didn't wash my hands.
God, you did. I'm like worried what you're putting in my face.
Just my finger. Of course, you don't know where it's been.
Get the You're doing that. My wife just hijacks a ton of soda from me. Full cup and it's already half gone. How you doing?
Your wife's a drinker, man.
My wife's a big drinker.
She's a guzzler. Sometimes, especially, no.
Yeah, it's all she done on vacation, like she just said.
Drink
and eat.
Drink and eat. Make yeah. merry. Wine, women, and song. Okay, I have no right. fucking snappy comeback. Moving on. I don't know what I can say, what I can't say. Well, we'll get me slapped.
Busy fucking night in the chat room. I like this. Guys, I appreciate this because
that's right.
You're really going to hate this later.
Yeah, man. We're going to give out mad props and, as we promised on the show, your New Year's resolutions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Hey, real quick, a little bit of side info. We made it into 2004. We're alive. Congratulations.
Yes, we won. The terrorists lost.
Yes, yes. Gunships cruising over the strip.
Yeah.
Arrests were up crazy this year.
Yeah, I think that's not necessarily because people are more violent. I think it's because cops are more suspicious.
Yeah.
that's my
Anything
guess.
Looks suspicious, it pretty much got.
Yeah, just, you know, that guy looks like he's woozing a little too much maybe because he's strapped down with a bomb. It could be heavy. Arrest him! You know.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like they had like a couple, they had about 170 arrests or something like that somewhere up there. You know, they said, six times more than last year, which is only 23.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, they're out to get everyone.
Yeah.
But nothing crashed into Vegas, nothing gassed Vegas, no dirty bomb was set off in Vegas.
However, there is a Vegas tradition I didn't realize until New Year's morning when I watched the news.
That's called sobriety.
No.
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Wow. So much for that college education.
I don't have the college education.
Rhodes Scholar.
She's the Rhodes Scholar here. She graduated cum laude. Thank you.
I'm sure she does.
It's over now, folks.
There's anything like the laughing, God.
Anyhow.
Okay, this is great. The traditional day after. Now.
The day after.
Every year in Vegas, we have one house fire.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what, on New Year's morning, somebody's place is burned to the ground.
And this time, like, a lot of lives are lost in this one.
Yeah, yeah.
The only person was left, like,
I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm not down. I'm just saying it's Vegas tradition to let something burn.
Yeah, but it seems like there is always a big fire, or fire on New Year's Day.
So you had an exciting New Year's.
No, I worked. That's all I did.
Eve. New Year's Eve.
No, I worked.
All right, well, fine.
I didn't.
So much for building it up. Well, what'd your wife do on New Year's Eve? Because I slept. Yeah.
Okay. For New Year's Eve, I went down to my friend kept calling it the Strip in Cedar Falls. We were on Main Street, and we bar hopped.
Yeah.
And we went from bar to bar. It was a great time.
They closed down the street, though, right?
No, we didn't close down the street.
You said they closed down the street so you can get back and forth.
No, we just ran.
Oh, fucking jaywalker.
Yes, we did.
Drunk jaywalking, dude.
And Reverend Hammer, I don't like that question. Anyways, we We went. I found there is a bar in Cedar Falls that you actually might actually find here in Vegas called Reverb. I've never been there before.
Never heard of it? Yeah.
It was. Yeah, you've never heard of it.
No, I've heard like something like that on the radio. Could have been out of context for something else. I don't know. Anyway.
Anyways, it was
Reverb. I mean, Reverb is Reverb. I mean,
yeah.
Hey, that's how they cool name Reverb.
Yeah.
It was a neat place.
Like
they had
the bar. A bar.
Tenth so anyways, place. They had bands playing and it was really
Joe's
cool.
What kind of bands?
I don't know. Bands. Live music.
You
it
were
was
too
good.
Drunk to pay attention.
No, I wasn't that drunk.
Okay.
I did a really good job on New Year's Eve of staying pretty halfway decently sober.
Good. No roofies for you.
No roofies for me.
Thank God.
It was, let's see. The most I paid for a drink was $5 for a Bailey's and coffee.
Why? Like, who was buying drinks?
$5.
$5. That was the most expensive drink
Bailey's
I had
and
the
coffee.
Whole entire
it's
time.
Not even like an alcohol. That's not even an alcoholic
best,
beverage, man.
Starbucks.
The best was my friend that
Starbucks
I went with.
Starbucks opens a bar. Here
we
you go.
Were
designer liquor.
We were drinking. See, I was having.
But it tastes so bitter all the time.
Amaretto sour, and my friend was drinking
amaretto
cranberry
sour
and vodka.
Those are good.
Those are really good.
That sounds nasty.
No, they're really good.
I have this picture of either sweet and sour pork liquor or like curdled milk and
it's
alcohol.
Chunky.
No. Anyways, it was really good, and the drinks were. It was $3 a round, and that was for two drinks. Which here, can you get a drink here for $3? I think no.
Yeah, you can.
Where?
Beer and a hot dog for a buck.
Okay, beer and a hot dog for a buck on the strip. Yeah, I'm thinking this was a little better, but...
What, you don't like beer?
Not particularly, no.
What about hot dogs?
Hot dogs? I don't mind a good... If it's a good hot dog.
Never mind, that question
is not... A Chicago
This
dog
question is not
is
leaving
good.
For me for any open for any open taglines to be funny anyhow.
Yeah, you're not.
Welcome to the new, more honest Spankwagon. Claude cuts the fucking point. Is there a one-liner... is there a one-liner here I can just blurt out to insult you and get a cheap laugh? Okay, so it sounds like you had an interesting
I had a wonderful
shit.
New Year's Eve. It was the first time my friend and I had spent New Year's Eve together. First time we'd gone drinking together. Had a really good time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I expected you drunk with everybody.
No, I did pretty good. Now, the rest of the week I was there, I was completely hammered most of the time.
Completely hammered.
Yeah. Had a lot of really hard mornings. Really hard to get out of bed.
Well, thank God there's Menudo, right?
Menudo. Yeah, didn't listen to Menudo.
I have no idea if she was just being totally naive or if that was a shitty one-liner.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be a fun game show. One-liner or naive?
That would be kind of a funny one.
Yeah.
Is it real or is it a one-liner? Oh, shit.
I have been... The question is, I've been looking at you through the bedroom window.
What is Don Knotts? Ah! Yeah! Woohoo! I win!
Okay.
Well,
so,
tell him what he's won!
Alright, well, your wife did end up drinking for all of us. Sounds like to me your
cranberry
wife.
Cranberry and vodka, by the way, Chazad.
Yes. I know what it's like to be interrupted. It sounds like your wife did enough drinking for all of us on New Year's Eve. So
sounds like she still
thanks
is.
For doing your part. You saved us from terrorism by binging.
Embedding in alcohol.
You binged. You drank more than one drink. You weren't a binge.
A mad binge. Did you purge?
Yeah.
She purged.
I do too.
She's purging.
I drink and I puke in people's like lawns and rocks. And
yeah, you do. Well, people don't have lawns here.
Yeah, they do.
They have rocks.
Yeah, I'll find a lawn.
Go find a lawn.
You going to the Mormons? All right.
Good luck.
Let me know if you find Christ over there.
And if you do, leave him there.
Yeah. Tell him I said hi.
He may soil the carpet.
Yeah.
No shoes on his feet.
Yeah.
Christ would not be in a Mormon house.
How do you know that?
Get into that.
How do you know Christ wouldn't be in a Mormon house? What if you get to heaven and Joseph Smith was right?
Then we're fucked.
I don't know.
I'd just sit around in purgatory and scare the shit out of people.
Purgatory and scare shit.
Scare the shit out of people. Just, you know... Tick, tick, tick. What's that? I've been looking at you through the bedroom window!
One-liner hell. Yeah.
You are hereby sentenced to 800 years of Claude's overused jokes.
Fuck, I've already dealt with three of that, so I'm halfway done. I'm halfway done.
797 more to go. Alright, let me know if you find Christ. Alright.
Tell him to put on some shoes.
Yeah.
Alright.
No shoes, no shirt, no service. Why is this goddamn cross in here? Get it out. Anyhow.
Yeah. Ow. Well.
Father, why have you forsaken me? Shit, a splinter. Anyhow.
Oh, man.
Hey-o.
Wow. Hey, lowest common denominator yet, folks? All right.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
We're getting close.
I could. Hell, there's always. We can always. We're like. We limbo taste, man. How low can you go?
We limbo good taste. Not taste. Just. Yeah. Good taste.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm glad, though, we survived into the new year, as it were.
Yeah, it's not like we died or anything.
No, or
the apocalypse didn't come yet.
No, and a lot of people were wrong. A lot of people who were predicted, like, doom and all this terrible
specifically
shit.
Specifically that pussy neighbor. Or neighbor. Senator from, like, New Hampshire.
Maybe. Which one is that?
He was saying that he wouldn't be there. He thought terrorist attacks on Times Square were imminent. He wouldn't be there himself. Michael Bloomberg told them, well, not Jessica Lynch, but the other pal, she was going to be in Times Square on New Year's Eve, and she's been a POW from these Iraqis and terrorists. Maybe you should take a lesson from her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was good when the mayor did that.
Yes.
You know?
That was pretty good.
But yeah, no, you know what? You know what? A lot of it is, and we were talking about this, you know, a lot of what happened and what has happened with all these terrorist warnings and everything like that has been pure and simple feeding to paranoia.
Well, I think what we need to do is what'll happen is we could become too desensitized by it, you know, cry wolf syndrome. I think if we're going to call all these red alerts, I think we should see some arrests. Frame somebody.
Well, they're already
making me feel like my taxpayer dollars are working.
That's an idea, but I don't think that's the right way to go about it. You know, maybe have some proof.
Hey, if you buy a cat to get rid of mice, you want to see a dead mouse every once in a while.
You do. Yes, you do.
There you go.
You do expect to see a dead mouse. Well, maybe we're seeing that with them banning the French and British flights, saying, oh, something's dangerous there.
Mm.
Even to the point where NORAD picked up something, or someone heard on one of the NORAD scanners.
Yeah.
The same French flight that they said couldn't fly in, like, Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw that.
Wow, you just like even covered the mic. Yeah. That you went out of your way for that one.
Yeah.
Nice. But no, the same French flight that they told couldn't go on Christmas Eve, they actually intercepted in air.
Yeah.
So, hell, they even intercepted helicopters here in Vegas, from what I understand.
Really?
A tour helicopter got a little too close to the 23-mile radius that they were not allowing.
Uh-huh.
And had to be escorted out.
Who was doing the tour?
I don't know. I didn't say.
Oh, that's curious. No, the reason I'm saying that is because, like, they said they interviewed this.
Shit! Chazad just asked, you know, will 2004 be the year Chazad gets his official Spankwagon radio clicker liquor pop?
Ooh.
Ooh, the Magic 8-Ball says, nigga, please. I think I need to do something.
Make a resolution.
Yeah, mail
follow
some shit.
Follow through on your goddamn prizes.
Yeah, I know. So that way we can give out more.
But we'll get to that.
Because I got to get that shit out of here.
You got a whole fucking
case of clicker liquor. Got a whole fucking case of them.
Just stare, I got to get rid of them. Just staring off.
And they're collecting dust.
Shit. Yes.
So you
gotta dust them off.
I gotta wash them. I get some soap and water and.
Yeah, perhaps you know if we had better listeners, maybe we could have clicker liquor in the new year.
Well, if we had more than five listeners, yeah, six listeners maybe.
Anyhow, one day clicker liquor pops will be synonymous with Spankwagon.
Hopefully,
watch.
I just gotta mail them out so they can be.
That will be our Faygo,
which doesn't exist anymore. In town.
Yeah, because our Faygo connection is gone.
Hey, yeah, Faygo connection. Make it sound like it's something more than what it really, really, yeah, truly
I
is.
I need some rock and rye.
Hey,
I got these cheeseburgers. No, seriously, I just need a tasty beverage. I swear.
No, no, honest, it's just a beverage. Yeah. I'm too fat to be on crack. Shut up. I got, and I know I started did this last year. I don't know if I did the year before, but I have. A new list of words that should be banned.
Yes, we did this last year.
We did this last year, for those of you who remember.
What's funny is thinking about it right there, last year, everybody kind of seemed to follow through on it right there. What was that one phrase, man?
You know, I'd have to actually look it up.
God, it was that one phrase they overused totally throughout the terrorist stuff. Man.
Oh, the shock and awe?
Wasn't shock and awe. It was like two words like that, yeah.
Hmm. I don't remember.
One of them was WMD, last year's list.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that really curbed a lot. There was something else, though, man. It was like, it was everywhere, and as soon as that came out, they, like, news people actually stopped using it.
Well, you know what that means. Mm. We have to go to the archive.
Yes, we'll have to go to the archive. Speaking of which, if you'd like to read the archive, prove me wrong that maybe I am perhaps wrong. and that, you know, this is inaccurate.
We like it.
Spankwagon.vftp.net. If it's not live, it's in the archive.
Pure and simple. Also, real quick before we jump into this, just one reminder.
Yes.
The fuck was that?
What?
Did you just do a ricochet noise?
No.
We
I just did, like, more. Sound effects, man.
What's a no? Never mind.
It was like, you know, like cutting edge journalism, you know.
I'm not Maury Povich. Never.
No, that's
moving
like.
Moving on.
Oh,
yeah, you're right. Anyhow.
There you go. Anyhow, moving on. Before we get stuck.
You're listening to. Only at. Thank you. IRC.
Again. All right, I'm going to wear the joke
now. I'm going to duck if I'm going to get this ricochet noise. IRC.slash.net.
Not a ricochet. It's a cutting edge sword.
Cutting edge. All right. Well, anyhow. IRC.slash.net.org. The room is Spank Wagon. If you're sitting in Ars Anime, come on over. We like you. Ricochet. We're not cannibals yet.
Ricochet's like, pew.
I don't.
Okay, so anyhow.
Words.
The
that,
words that
the
should
words
be banned.
That should be banned. Pre-season. The first word, and this one's interesting because it's a new word. It's a really new word that gets.
Yes, it's in its pupillary kind of stages right there. And yeah, it's
such
it's
a worm.
Brand new. And it's already being recalled more quicker than Mad Cow Beef.
Metrosexual. And yes. This is an urban male who pays too much attention to his appearance.
I have two theories about this, but please explain.
Basically what it is if you're, you know, a city guy or whatever, and you just worry about how you look all the time, and you're always dressing in very fancy or very nice clothes.
I also
equate this with people who look like they're going to go clubbing 24/7.
Let me dumb
had
this.
That hair.
Let me dumb this down for everybody. American Psycho.
Yes.
Yes.
American Psycho. Yep, yes, you've seen the movie.
I have my own theory about this, though.
Okay.
That's why it's been banned. One, it's two reasons. One, it's not something that's going to catch on. It's honky.
Okay, I can understand it to a point, but a metrosexual is kind of a not a.
It's honky.
It's like, not a. It's not a racial word, and it can't be separated into racial segments.
I don't mean it has anything to do with race. Just it's not going to catch on because of that. It's like. I think it'd be really cool if that did work, but it's just not going to. You know, it's like you want it to work, but it's not.
Right. It's one of those words
and it'll
be forced down our throats quite a bit. I can guarantee it.
Right, which is the second half of why I think it's really going to be rejected. Even if the word was well-liked and well-received and was something very accurate, it's associated with fucking Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm. Metrosexual. You know, I mean, also it can be confusing because...
Everybody hates Ben Affleck.
You know, it's spending too much time... It's about men spending too much time in front of the mirror, basically. Well,
right,
it doesn't have anything to do with their sexual preference.
Yeah, nothing at all. Nothing at all.
So I think that's going to hurt.
It's almost asexual that you're more interested in that.
I think it's going to hurt that word because of that as well. And that's one reason why we shouldn't use the word, because it's confusing in that respect.
Right, and like I said...
You have heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual.
Yeah, so you kind of think metrosexual.
And then you say metrosexual, and you're thinking...
It sounds
they fuck subway cars?
It's almost like trendy homosexual, professional homosexual.
Professional homosexual.
That's kind of, in all honesty, is kind of what invoked in me right there.
Makes sense. And of course, as they said here, you know, what are you going to do? Go have sex or have sex with a subway car?
Yeah.
Metrosexual.
Plus, like I say, man, it's Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
He is the MC Hammer of our day's generation here today.
But he dresses better, in my opinion. Moving on. You ready for this?
Hammer pants. Yeah, J-Lo wears them. They're totally tight. I'm sorry.
Nice. The letter X. Using the X in everything. Last year, and it references back, one of the words was extreme.
Extreme!
Everything was extreme!
Extreme!
Extreme elimination challenge, you know?
Extreme this, extreme that.
Yes.
Extreme excretion, you know, things
now,
like that.
Now, they want to say, let's get rid of X, because they've latched onto the whole idea of X. Generation X, X Files, you know, Xtreme, Windows XP, Xbox, OS X. It's overused. It's a PR letter now.
Yeah.
It's beyond what it was meant to be.
Yeah.
It's no longer letter in the alphabet. Yeah. It's a PR slogan.
Which kind of bummed me out when I saw it. Because I never did it to be cool, which was interesting. I never could figure out a name for my car, so my car's name was just X.
Yeah, but that's also because of the tag. It's not X as in extreme. Yes. It's X as in 10.
X. But my car doesn't have nothing to do with number 10.
Is it? I always thought it did.
No.
Oh, okay.
DMC 12. I just said because it was unknown right there. But yeah, X is... Yeah. Everything nowadays is X'd out.
It is. Yeah. And it is. I mean, you just watch TV. And the Extreme is still used, but Extreme is not used as often.
Extreme is not used as often. X'd out, man. It's like X'd iced out.
Yeah,
speaking of which, we have a link to that.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
The next word, and this one, it's interesting because it seems like it'd be a pretty decent word.
Yeah.
Punked.
Punked.
As in bamboozled, duped,
That's not what it meant to me, but go ahead.
Well, that's kind of what it is. Bamboozled, duped, flim-flammed. I don't understand that word myself, but horn-swoggled. They say punked is being overused from TV shows to, you know, saying you punked out someone.
See, and that's not what punked ever meant to me.
What does punked mean to you?
I always thought punked mean you were a rape victim from another dude.
That is weird.
Because what do they call, well, they, you know, bitch in prison, like a dude who's a bitch is called a punk. So that's you got punked, you know, like that.
That's taking a very a word that's colorful in its own right and kind of just twisting that.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, punked is like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just not mainstream enough I can see the overuse of that. Okay. You probably watch more TV than I do. I'm sorry, more network TV than I do.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. I see it on TV, and I can kind of understand where they might they might want to say, you know, get rid of the goddamn word. See. You know, because it is kind of going, it's on that path, you know. It's going to be on that path.
Oh, we got to do an Iowa link for that. Aston Kutcher is from Iowa, and he hosts a show called Punk. So there you go.
Next one, and this is an interesting one. I didn't think of it until I actually did my did some bills today. But putting on the envelope, place stamp here. Well, that's interesting.
Why
actually,
is place stamp here overused? It's an instruction.
It's an instruction to do something that you should already have known. Or it's
oh, bullshit.
How? Okay.
People are dumb.
I will give you that. I mean, why don't they put on license plates, place, date here?
Oh, it don't matter.
But you understand what
they
I'm saying.
They do.
You know, they place them
they
all
do.
Over the damn
they
thing.
They do.
When you get pulled over.
No. I have at home, okay, my old plate that came on my DeLorean right there in California. I'll show it to you. On one side it says month. The other side it says year.
Oh, okay.
I'll show it to you.
It's cool.
Yeah.
But putting the thing of place stamp here,
I'm not,
it appears on 99% of the return envelopes provided by creditors and monthly bills. It's especially annoying when enclosed in a rectangle drawn with the upper right-hand corner.
I'm not seeing it. I'm not feeling it.
See, I'm feeling it because, I mean, I'm looking at it going, you know, I know how to put stamps.
But
if that was the case, boy, no Christmas mail would ever been mailed because there's no place stamp here on Christmas envelopes.
Yeah. I can understand that one. I can understand.
I think it's assuming the people that are paying you your bills.
But we're arguing two different things here.
Well, I think we are, but I'm saying that it's a dumb idea. Yeah, I kind of agree with this, saying it's kind of a dumb word to have, a dumb phrase to put on envelopes because you're wanting money from these people, and you're calling them dumb to the point where they can't put a goddamn stamp on an envelope.
The thing is, I have to deal with human apathy constantly on a daily basis. So to me, I'm just like phased out by that. We have to do that. And also, and I just don't think that's more of an argument of why do they put the warning labels on the hair dryers? To me, that's what that is. It's not an overused phrase.
See, it's not a warning though. It's not a warning like hair dryer. It's not going to kill you.
It's a warning. Because if you don't place a stamp there...
True.
You know what I mean?
But do you have to be told?
Yes, people do.
Well...
But that's... See, we're like two different debates right here. Are people that stupid? They need the instructions. Therefore, it's dumb. We even have to bother to tell these people. Versus me of, like, I'm like, dude, it's just not overused. It's just an instruction which is, like, there.
Mm.
Okay, just like...
Yeah,
in that case right there, why do we have, you know, like, tuck tab in on top of cereal boxes?
Good question.
Okay, see, that's too broad a range, because if we went down that aisle,
so maybe we'll just keep it and ignore it.
Yeah.
Like I already do.
Exactly. Me too.
Because, I didn't even think of it until it said it. I'm like, well, maybe.
And I would never have thought of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a new word that some people have been saying, that they don't own pets, they own companion animals.
Nah.
That's a washout word.
Companion animals, that's like too much of, you know, that's too bestiality-esque. For me right there.
God, you're right.
Yeah. Life partner, you know,
life
companion
partner,
animal.
Companion animal.
At the same time.
I got married to my companion animal. I like my pony.
Right.
Yeah!
But, when was the last time you heard somebody say companion animal?
I've never heard it, but neither I think right. If someone submitted this and someone says it's out there, maybe it's being used somewhere. Clean up after your companion animal. I mean,
what?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said use it. Okay, anyhow. Yeah, that must be somebody's own little world where they're seeing that shit too much.
Maybe. Next word. You're going to hate this. Bling bling.
Yeah, I'm upset over that.
You like bling bling.
Bling, and bling bling is a conspiracy.
How so?
I don't think bling bling is overused, and that's why they want to cancel it.
See, I can understand maybe if they say bling bling's overused because it's in a lot of different music.
That's not why. That's not why.
Why?
Because white people say it now.
So you think it's a conspiracy by the white people because of the white people?
I think that if white people didn't go around and be trendy to say bling bling, bling bling would not be a banned word.
Hmm, that's an interesting take. Actually, if anybody in the chat room wants to add to that, I've never thought of it that point of view, but...
Listen to rap lyrics. Rap, hip-hop, rap, they're always talking about bitches and hoes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't consider those to be banned words, but when was the last time you heard a white guy talking about bitches and hoes? Okay.
Hmm.
It'll happen, granted. Don't say, well, I heard it. Well, yeah, I'm sure you have, but it's not as mainstream. Okay, bling bling was out there. Bling bling was funny. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, with BG with it, okay? But white people started saying bling bling, because bling bling is a funny term. Because bling bling is when you're trying to crack somebody up, or in many cases with you and I, it's derogatory. But white people picked it up, therefore it is banned. I think it is trying to stop the spread of urban culture.
See, and I don't consider bling bling an urban culture deal. I consider it, as you said, a humorous thing, or where we use it in sarcasm.
Yes.
We really use it in sarcasm. Oh, yes. Dude, look at those plastic rims, man. Those are blinging.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, bling bling is pretty much our magic chef for conversation.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And the word fuck is my MSG.
Yeah. Overused, kind of salty, and there should
bad
be signs.
Yes.
Bad for you, and there's signs up at restaurants. No fucking here.
But yeah, bling bling is being banned because it's being said by white people.
Hmm. Interesting point of view. I like
what
that
do you think, chat room?
Yeah, what do you guys think? You've gotten quiet all of a sudden. Here's another one. This is interesting, considering what we are, who we are, and how we are. Email speak. Now, I'm generalizing this, but what they were giving an idea of is saying LOL.
Yeah.
LOL.
LOL.
Oh, using at instead of the word letters AT.
Oh, not email speak, chat room
well,
shortcuts.
It's not even chat room speak as so much now.
Yeah,
it's becoming for the cell phones and stuff like that. You know, it's text messaging.
Well,
and it's becoming text message
speak. It's shorthanding,
speak. Yeah. It's shorthand, but do you agree or do you think, like, LOL is a banned word? You know, should it be considered a banned word? Should some of this email speak either be banned or even, you know, less severe?
No.
Curbed.
No, and I have my own reasons why.
Okay, why?
Okay, well, do you think Gutenberg really wanted to put "alf" after every word when he first started moving movable type? No, everybody thou doth talketh liketh thiseth. Okay, see what I mean? Oh, we got to write this down now. Okay, take that off and simplify the language.
Right.
Oh, technologies get more involved. We're typing now more than we're speaking. Let's cut it down. I think it's just a sign of progress myself.
Do you think the progress, though, is taking away from our language?
Do I think it's taking away from our language? No more than slang.
Okay. You know, considering the fact that if you're saying LOL instead of laugh out loud or some other some other simile for the word of laughing out loud or phrase.
Do you think that
might take away from the language to the point where we start typing in more of the emoticon and more of the text message speak and less of actual language? I mean, I've even...
No more than Ebonics is considered language now.
That's only in California.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
If somebody considers it that, you know, like I know, it's the same thin, weaselly-ass liberal excuse. If one asshole wants spam, we all have to take it.
Right.
Okay? I know, and it's the same thing, and I'm like, take it. I'm like total opposite side of the argument right now. In all honesty, I think it's just a sign of the times. I think it's really going to go down. Should we preserve speaking proper English for stuff? Oh, yes. Most definitely. We need to be professional right there.
Okay.
However, in the future right there, I think definitely you're going to see that a lot shorthand.
And I will say that one thing.
But when's the last time? But nobody actually uses it in a conversation.
You'd be surprised.
Who says lol in a conversation?
No. Not lol.
Or oomph. Oh.
Ah, come on, dude. RTFM.
Hmm. Okay.
I hear you say whiskey tango foxtrot.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, do you consider that a perversion of the English language?
I consider it, you can almost lump it with the LOL and the laugh out loud and the at, you know, instead of AT.
Yeah.
You know, things like that nature. Yeah, you can consider it part of, and you have to worry about communication skills that way because... As long as email's been picking up, one of the things that a lot of people have worried about is the fact that, you know, people will not use the proper grammar.
Well, thing about it is, email is different, okay? And the thing is, it goes beyond email. It goes in a chat room, okay?
It goes in IRC, chat.
Right. Now, you tell me something right there, okay? If I'm going to use shorthand, which on occasion I have, like, spouted out, off the wall, oh my god, I just got sideswiped, T-boned, and jackknifed, fucking off-the-wall country sayings and shit, mm-hmm, I've said, mm-hmm, okay? Like that right there, you know, is that a problem? No. Did you understand me? Okay. Yeah, that's fine. But the thing is, this is only regarded to conversations. Is it bad grammar? I don't know. It could be. Is it bad grammar? Yes. Is it... We should ban these words?
Maybe not
no.
ban.
No.
No. Okay.
Should we focus more on grammar? Okay, yeah, it's fine. But just like, I mean, the thing about it is right there, it's total backwards, all right? If somebody writes an essay, they're not gonna end every sentence with "know what I'm saying," okay? They focus it right there, okay? Somebody may write perfectly, like when I, you know, I'm in a conversation, I will stutter and butcher and fuck it up. When I type something out, man, you know, I can go Stephen Hawking style, minus the stuttering and multiple letters. But that's what I'm saying right there. But it's complete opposite. Somebody can carry themselves in a normal conversation,
right,
be very articulate, but when they go down, they just, you know, they're taking shortcuts for everything right there.
Okay.
It, to me, it's just a live conversation. There is, however, one portion, that there is only one actual threat that I do see to it.
What?
Well, the thing about it is shorthand chat room and email speak right there.
Mm-hmm.
If people get too used to using it right there and don't realize that that should be kept personal only... You see what I mean?
No, I don't.
Well, hold on. Okay. It's like you, okay, you know how you talk to your friends and shit right there?
Mm-hmm.
You might be a little crude or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
In other words, you're saying know when to use the language and when not
right.
to. Okay.
Because if it spills over into technology, you know, that's because everything's based off of English, that's where we have the problem.
Okay. Moving on. Another word here I kind of like is embedded journalist. Yeah, okay, we can get rid of that.
Yeah.
We can get rid of that.
Yeah.
A journalist is a journalist no matter where they're at reporting the news.
Mm-hmm.
Embedded into what? Sure, they're embedded in these camps,
embedded,
but... Well, we already knew that. So they're journalists assigned to this, or journalists assigned to that. There are no journalists embedded into their desk. There are no journalists embedded into, you know... We can go to the house, you know, or the lifestyle section and say, well, this journalist is embedded into the craft section of Walmart.
No.
So, yeah, embedded journalist... I like that idea. Let's get it out of there.
You're overusing. You're trying to say these people are like undercover.
Exactly.
Across enemy lines. It's not working.
Another word, or another phrase, almost, does smoking gun. I guess that's sort of a weapons of mass destruction based time or term.
Yeah.
So you have the smoking gun in your hand. Well, no, it's a butter knife, but yeah, I used it. You know?
They're still looking for the smoking gun showing the WMDs.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So smoking gun is another one, I think. And there's a lot of them here that are actually...
Run through a couple.
Shock and awe is another one, Iraq kind of term. We're done with that. Shock and awe.
Yeah,
we're shocked. It's not done. Aww. What a shame. Captured alive.
Yeah.
Saddam Hussein was captured alive.
They hope to be captured alive.
I don't have a problem with that word at all.
It's overused in the media right now.
It is overused in the media, but honestly, you either capture them dead or capture them alive, but they're still captured.
That's more of a shame.
And that's a normal word. I think I'm cool with that. And if the media is overusing it, yeah, they do need to stop. I don't watch a lot of news anymore after all the shit went down, so. And like Chizad here, maybe when they get stuck in someone's ass, they can be called embedded.
Yeah.
I'm an embedded journalism in Claude Ball's ass.
Nobody's going to be embedded in there, man.
All right. And another one, I don't understand why this one should be done, but shots rang out. Shots rang out. I haven't heard a lot of it, though. I have not heard that term used.
I've heard that term used a shitload.
On what?
On a lot of printed news stories and on TV. They can't say gunfire. They can't say some gunshots were heard. A gunshot. Okay, no. Shots rang out. Instead of saying, you ever heard a gun go off in the distance?
Yes.
It's just like firecracker.
Boop.
Pop. Okay. Shots ring out like it split the tranquility. Come on, give me a break. Like bells in the middle, you know, on a Sunday.
Right.
You know, gong, gong, gong. Okay, no.
No, okay.
Yeah, so I can understand
overused.
That one too.
Okay.
What words do you think are overused nowadays?
It's hard to say, really. I mean, a lot of stuff that I hear every day, you don't think of what words may be overused.
I have my own. I have.
Really?
Yes.
Like?
Faux shizzle.
Yeah, okay. I can agree with that. Nizzle, yes. And faux shizzle, dizzle, yo.
And by the way, I don't know. Have you noticed it? Have you ever seen Undercover Brother?
Yeah.
Okay. You know when they capture Billy Dee Williams and they replace him and they like hypnotize him and stuff?
Yep.
Okay. Did somebody do that to Snoop Dogg?
Who knows?
Dude, he's selling AOL and Nokia phones.
Maybe. Snoop Dogg's always been in for the money, not really anything else.
It doesn't matter, okay?
Okay.
He fucking sold out, dude.
Here's a few other words, and if you want to stop me on them, you can go ahead and stop me on them. One phrase, I should say, is ripped from the headlines. Mm. You know, for TV shows and TV movies. Ripped from the headlines, the story of Jessica Lynch. Sweat like a pig? Well, we know pigs don't sweat, so it's a misnomer. But it's an old word.
Yeah.
It's an old word, so I don't think it should be banned.
I don't know who's been using that.
In harm's way?
Everybody's in harm's way. I mean, right now I'm in harm's way of, like, if I drag this conversation too out, I might get yelled at.
Right.
I'm in harm's way right now.
And I'm in harm's way because if I yell at you for dragging out the conversation, then you'll punch me. Mm-hmm. Handcrafted latte.
Huh?
They just threw it in here. Someone actually heard this at a Starbucks. Well, wow, this is a handcrafted latte.
So somebody hears it once.
Oh, but let's go to the final word. Because you're right. Handcrafted latte, it doesn't mean dick to me.
Yeah,
and it doesn't sound like it's overused. It doesn't sound... Now, I'll wait until, you know, I go to Starbucks and all of a sudden Starbucks has this thing where...
It says handcrafted latte. Or like it's their company lingo. Until then, no. Just because somebody hears somebody make shit up on the fly, no.
Right. And finally, a word that should probably go away, and it is a PC word, sanitary landfill. Whatever happened to just calling it the dump?
Sanitary landfill. Even then, that just sounds... Oof.
Sanitary landfill.
That sounds dirty to me. All I can think of is a big hole in the ground full of sanitary napkins.
Yep.
That are soiled.
Mm-hmm. Sanitary landfill.
Nah, that just...
Think that word can go?
Probably. I never heard it myself.
See, I've heard it a lot.
You know what it means, don't you?
Hmm. Dump. City. Well, dump.
No.
Controlled.
It means it's sealed.
Yeah.
So the shit doesn't leak in the groundwater.
Right.
That's it. That, to me, is like,
Yep. So that's all that stuff. Those are the words. They're from the Lake Superior State University list of banned words for 2004.
Shizad. Does that mean it has frothed human milk on it? No, non-dairy creamer.
Frothed human milk. Non-dairy. Yeah, there you go. That's non-dairy creamer, kids. Hey, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I didn't want to know. Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Listen in and win.
Don't ask Chizat to, though. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back in about what?
You can win any minute. You could be the recipient of a grand prize. Who knows when it'll
just
arrive.
Just to get out to the mail. All right, we'll be back in a little bit, folks. What did I listen to?
You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever conceived by God, who created us for just the single purpose.
What?
Yeah.
I got to do
more.
I'm
sure the mystery listener right there is Jesus on the airport.
Okay. Hey.
Spank Wagon Radio.
She's been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. I can picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
see her looking fast in her faded jeans. She's a hard-loving woman, got me feeling mean. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stair. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stair. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. Keep on loving.
That's like the most intense 3-minute conversation I've ever heard in my life.
I know, and it's not over, and it's like, you know, you're
we'll have to
wait
for the next break. Yeah, you're fighting.
Yeah. Raj's like, you're like, you're angrily knitting. Yeah, you are, dude. You are knitting a baby blanket filled with hatred.
No, I am not. And spite.
And spite.
No, malice.
A forethought.
It's, she's not even knitting a blanket anymore. She's starting to knit a noose.
No, I am not!
You're seeing a Naked Gun. It's like Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
I must kill Claude Balls. Dude, look at her. Before, she was like, oh, I'm happily knitting. This is going to be for a baby, my friend's baby. Now she's like, fucking knit. She's all like, she sped up, dude. It's like you hit the turbo button on her, dude.
What's that? Her needles knitting your heart into pieces.
Come on, they're sparking.
Do we need to get out like a bucket of water so you can cool those needles down?
No.
It's like the witches at Eastwick when she's playing a fiddle, man. There's smoke coming up.
Nice. Hey, folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
He's Claude Balls.
And you are Trencher.
And you're our listeners.
That's right.
Anywho.
Well, I'm sorry. He's Trencher. I was talking to him, not you, the listeners.
Yeah,
you are the listeners.
I'm Trencher.
He's Trencher. I'm Claude Balls.
I think, you know what we
got? This is Spank Wagon. Hey!
Actually, we're starting that right now.
Hey, wow. All right.
Wow.
The studio audience goes crazy. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and grab the
click.
Grab the official mascot, Chazad. We would ask you to grab yours too, but I gotta mail it.
Behold,
okay,
the mighty.
We got.
And if thou wish to click on the liquor for the mad props, please grasp the base gently, but not so gently as to crack this shell.
Not so gently. How can you grab so gently? You'll break it.
I fucked up.
The opposite of gently, I meant.
You know, I actually probably was doing that so well and so confusingly, nobody caught on. They just would have laughed at a Monty Python-esque
you know,
kind of skit.
Yeah, they would have, but I had to fuck it up. I fucked
it up, man. You just had to nitpick and shit.
I know. Actually, it's nice that everybody's here because, I mean, we really not only get to do a pretty decent mad props today, but...
Every time a guy watches porn and goes, hey, that's a stunt cock. That's not his dick.
All right, it looks like Airwolf joined so he doesn't miss out on mad props.
Yay. Wow, you... fucking carpetbagger. God damn.
All right.
Oh, I got to sign off for mad props. Hey, I got props. Log off. God damn.
Shut down. All right. First off, we'll do it in reverse alphabetical order. Fuck you, Airwolf. He listens to us weekly. Him and his wife. I just lost my stream. I just lost my whole Volcus.
Mad props.
He remembered to listen for once, and for that we're really, 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 really happy.
Yeah.
Virtual one.
I've practically had a boner. Mad props. We got high listener rates tonight.
High
man.
Listener rates tonight. Yeah. We like this. I know who he really is, but he's saying he's silent but earply. It's Toe.
Mad props.
He never seems to like our music, but he listens to us anyway, because we're just that damn funny.
Yes.
Reverend Hammer!
Mad props!
Did I ever tell you this guy has too much music for his own sake?
You've mentioned it.
Nightfall!
Mad props! You cut me off, you prick. I am.
He's listening for once. Huh, you know, kind of listening. No, not that guy. He's dead.
I'm listening from the afterlife. Oh.
No, this one's the,
makes
you know.
Me wonder, when JP died, do you think he lost weight going into heaven, or he'll be stuck with eternity with that body?
Good question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michelle, I farted. Mad props!
Well, I didn't say who I got mad props
never mind. Generic mad props.
Like last week, we just gave out a prop and told you guys to share them. Let's say hello and give mad props to Mr. Man!
Mad props!
We've kept screwing him out of the clicker liquor pop, but I swear to God it's ready to be mailed! I just gotta get to the post office! Chizad!
Mad props!
Yeah, he only logged on just so he could get the mad props. He's probably gonna reboot and jack off to some porn on a video cassette tape that's too sticky, the lid won't even lift open. So he has to try to hold it up to the light and peer through the light, but his name's Airwolf.
It's like when you get those 8mm films. You ever had that when you, you know, what? No. I need to retain listenership. He's not getting mad props to the end of the show because I know it's what he's waiting for. So, okay.
Excuse me,
No,
listener audience, thank you.
Yay! That was mad props for your wife.
It was sort of like angry mad props, like that angry knitting.
Yeah, God damn, yes. Click, 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 click.
Yeah.
Here's your goddamn
props. Here's a drink
props
from the water hose.
I need my own mad props, damn it.
You got your mad props.
You guys got your props, man. We going to do make your own mad props? There is only one.
Oh, no.
It's not
the click of liquor pop is not the mad props. It's
yes.
The mad prop, but not mad props.
Yeah. Exactly. You know what? I could piss off your wife right now, but it would like so take us off. I could so do that. Do I do it? Okay, just because you go to church don't mean you're going to heaven. So just because you got to click your liquor pop don't mean you get mad props. Which means
wow.
I am Christ to the clicker liquors.
Shit.
It's a better response than I expected.
Much better response than I
was.
Yeah, I thought very angry.
All right, so anyhow.
All right. Shit. We just killed our segment time.
God. And our gain.
If you guys could hear this, yes, it's the wife. Anyhow. All right.
Hey, Christ clicker lickers.
Just on a cross.
Yeah, man. Christ on a cross. Clicker
Christ
licker.
On a cross. Christ on a crutch. Moving on. We warned you guys that this would happen, and we had absolutely zero submissions, which is...
No, you didn't get her mad props, 9-volt. She got hers. Yours is coming at the end of the show.
No, that's not 9-volt. 9-volt got his.
Oh, I'm sorry, no.
Airwolf. Airwolf's the one has to wait till the end of
sorry,
it. Very, very, very end of the show before he gets mad props.
That's what happens when you read the monitor from an angle. Sorry about that. We'll edit it out in post.
We don't have a post.
Yeah, we do. We got a monitor king. Moving on.
Really quick. I warned everybody, and I told you guys last week, to send me an audio file, blah, 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 so on and so forth, to Meg. Yeah. Of you making New Year's resolutions.
Well, we got the results back for the New Year's resolutions.
You all are fucking dead out there.
Yeah. So, nobody decided to mail us their New Year's resolutions.
Or anything. Audio file.
Yeah. So, what we're going to have to do is, because we're good people.
And we really do care about you and your well-being.
We're going to have to give you your New Year's resolutions. We're going to make New Year's resolutions for you, folks.
And you're going to like these New Year's resolutions.
You're going to like them. They're going to help you to be a better person and spank wagon listener.
Yeah. So, let's see. Where do we start? Let's start off, actually. Let's start middle of the list. Let's start off with 9-volt. 9-volt, now, I haven't shown Claude the picture, and I don't know how many people you've shown of when he lost his tooth because of the hydraulic hose.
No.
It was pretty heinous. So, I think New Year's resolution for 9-volt is to duck.
Okay.
To duck.
Duck.
You know, shit's flying at your head. There's only one thing you need to remember to do, and if this is a New Year's resolution, you resolve to do this anytime necessary. Fucking duck.
George.
Because
George John Deere, watch out for that hose.
Yeah, exactly. Shwack!
I think something hit me.
Huck, yuck.
Every time he talks, he whistles.
Okay. Now, Reverend Hammer is trying to recover and save himself, saying that he can call in with his resolutions. No, it's far too late.
We put it up on the site. Means you haven't been visiting.
The next New Year's resolution, actually, let's give out to Chizad.
Chizad.
In the year 2004.
All right.
Chizad's New Year's resolution this year is to actually follow through with something for once, because Chizad just never seems to follow through with anything.
Yes.
You know, he doesn't have his clicker liquor pop like he said he would have. And Chizad, you really need to start... The look from you just threw that off. Chizad, you really need to follow through and actually have a clicker liquor pop, okay?
Like Strom Thurmond saying, what's up, my nigga?
Yeah, I know.
That was like...
So, Chizad, work on that.
You ever see, dude, that was like...
You like that you know it.
That's
shut
like
up.
Raw, unrefined, rare... Hypocrisy, man. God. But I gotta back my friend here. So, yeah, Chizad, you better shape up or ship out.
Shape up, man. Your news resolution is actually follow through with something and have a click of liquor pop. The look on your face. Oh,
I was not expecting that. I hope that wasn't the peak.
Let's move on to Mr. Man. Mr. Man, this year, your New Year's resolution is to actually 100% go into a spontaneous fit of anything.
Yes. Ecstasy? Anger.
Frustration.
Yes.
Joy. I don't care. I want to see something other than...
Okay. And an occasional shudder of the shoulders and a cheap snicker.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Mr. Man...
It's like
this
talking
year,
to...
This year, your New Year's resolution is to have a personality.
Yes. It's like dealing with Richard Gere.
But...
Sans gerbil.
We love our... Okay, look.
This is for their own good.
We love our listeners. We really do. Yes. We appreciate them up and down, week in, week out. The ones in the message boards, everything like that.
Yes,
we
yes,
appreciate them without a doubt. Well, now we're poking fun.
Yes.
And it's just fun. And if they get upset, they don't need to because...
You put the disclaimer in now?
Is it in?
Fuck.
Just live with it.
All right.
Okay.
Who's next?
The next one is actually Reverend Hammer.
Mm-hmm. Reverend Hammer.
In the year 2000...
For 2004, we hope that Reverend Hammer... And not really hope, but we have a resolve for Reverend Hammer to take speech and language classes.
Yes.
So that way when he rolls out JSTFU again, we can understand what in the fuck he just said for 2 hours.
I don't know. I kind of like it. It's like listening to drunks, except for it's scary when you realize he's sober.
Yeah. Very scary. Ow. All right. Silent but Erpy, we know your toe. For toe, though, I think this one's going to be actually a little bit serious. Toe, I can keep up with Spankwagon. I can make the website change on a semi-weekly basis. Ours anime hasn't changed since the dawn of man. Update the website. That's your resolution. Go forth.
Download
Ooh,
the
go
new
forth and conquer.
Yes.
I like that. Nice.
Go forth. Download the new edition of Front Page Express.
Yes. Get that thing fired up. And let's see.
Oh, 9-volt. How did I like Radio Chaos? I didn't get a chance to look at Radio Chaos. See, I was on an airport Wi-Fi connection with a dude where Captain Dipshit next to me was eating all my bandwidth, uploading and downloading at the same time. To fucking surf decently, I had to boost the gain on the antennas to 100%. Fucking dick.
Who would have done something like that, I want?
Oh, I don't know. Who was the other asshole with a G4 laptop? What the fuck is calling?
Not for us.
All right, well.
Moving on.
All right.
Virtual one.
I understood myself fine. That's the equivalent of I can read my handwriting.
Who is it?
Well, you'll have to listen.
Well. It's 9-volt. Okay, I'll have to deal with it later because we're doing the show. 9-volt! You're fucking calling us in the middle of the goddamn show!
You said you wanted callers!
No! I said we want callers once we have the soundboard Studio B running!
Oh, yeah. Alright, so. Hang up on him. Here, I'll take the phone.
I'll take the phone!
Hey, Michelle! Michelle, we'll put him on the air.
What's her name? Yeah, not Michelle.
Okay, you ready? He's on the air. 3, 2, 1. Aww. Moving on! We're gonna fucking that one. All right, where was I with Virtual One?
Did I hang up on him?
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
that's why I was laughing.
Oh, well, I guess I'll have to.
All right, moving on. Virtual One, your New Year's resolution this year is to go outside, get a tan. Not and sit in front of the wall of monitors turning pasty green for 25 hours out of the day.
How bad is it, man?
He used to ride bikes a lot with us.
Okay. No, what I'm saying by how bad is he have burn-in? You know, like when women go to like the tanning booth and they got like they put that little thing on there. And
yeah.
They have the Playboy bunny. Is his like a fucking C prompt?
Nice. Just burnt-in DOS prompt. Very nice. And Volcurus. This year, your New Year's resolution is when you come out to Vegas, not to say, hey, I remember this used to be here. I remember that used to be here. Because you've been away from Vegas for just over a year now, and it all changes every 3.5 weeks! he really do that?
I hate that.
No, he hasn't done it yet. He hasn't come back since he left.
God, it's like my father. I remember when I used to be this or that. That helps me now, Dad. Yeah. Thank you.
So,
let's go.
Did we do Airwolf?
Did we do Airwolf?
I don't think we did Airwolf. We did your dad. If we didn't do Airwolf, let's see. I really don't have a good one for Airwolf. I really apologize. Airwolf, you got left out. I'm sorry. We'll have to go ahead and cut to break, and we'll be back in next segment.
Yeah, I think, no, Airwolf has a better resolution. You should stay in touch with your friends more.
Apparently. Or not just mooch off the stream when you want to hear yourself, hear your name spoken.
Yeah.
Mooch, mooch, mooch. Now, again, as I said, folks, we this is all in jest. Yeah. None of it's too serious.
You tell me your wife had a New Year's resolution.
What's my wife's New Year's resolution?
I thought it was to lose weight.
No.
You sure?
Yes.
All right.
I ain't falling in that trap, motherfucker. All right, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Remember to stick to the end so you can hear Airwolf's mad props. But yeah. Until then, enjoy some of this really darn fine, wonderful, spectacular Muzak. Or Claude. And don't call us. We'll just hang up on you.
Yeah.
How can I help you, sir?
You see the man talking to your bank manager has his case open.
Oh, that's Mr. Gwendon, one of our assistant managers. Our manager is Mr. Schoen, but he's not in today.
But you see the man with the briefcase?
Yes.
That's my partner. He has a gun in there. And if you don't do exactly what I tell you, or if you give me any kind of a problem at all, I'm going to look over at my partner, and he's going to shoot your Mr. Gwendon between the eyes. All right, now take one of those big envelopes and put as many hundreds, 50s, and 20s as you can pack into it. Nothing with bank straps or rubber bands. I don't want any dive packs. I don't want any bait money. Start with the second drawer and then the one over there underneath the money counter. Is this your first time being around? Oh, you're doing great. Just smile, Loretta, so you don't look like you're being held up. I had to give my partner a sign. Well, that's good. Now he's going to wait 30 seconds until I'm out of the building. Make sure you haven't set off the alarm. If you have, he's going to shoot you, Mr. Gwendon, between the eyes. Okay? I think that'll do it, Loretta. Thank you. Nice day.
You too.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. Say it's my thing, I do.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights so much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown, see you there. We can't forget all our troubles, forget all our cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown.
What's the next song?
I don't know.
Is it a good one?
The next song is The House of the Rising Sun. We're live, by the way.
All right, man. Yeah. Oh, you missed it up, man. I was going to say, man, since Nineball hits a song, it'd be cool if we just like went into the next one. And it's like, let him get into that one to redeem himself and then interrupt it.
There you go. Really quick, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to...
Thank you. You have a microphone near you.
You have a microphone, you said.
God
what
damn.
Are they
thank
to?
You. Would you like to steal my limelight?
Claude?
Can we take my fucking pants and cyber
I
and stuff?
Hear me. Yeah.
Spank Wagon Radio. Here, hold on. Ah!
God, I hope that didn't jerk that out.
Spank Wagon Radio!
All right.
Oh, where is Spank Wagon Radio, Claude?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
As I make sure that our audio is still there. Say something, Claude.
Hey.
Good.
See, told you.
I just hear that cord rip. I hear I'm like, no!
Hey, not for too much longer, because we got Studio B.
Studio B is like there, and it's almost ready to be there.
Yeah.
Almost ready.
Yeah.
Hey, folks.
You're listening, too. Oh, wait. We've already done that. No, speaking of our resolutions, apparently, what is this I hear in the chat room? You'd like to do New Year's resolutions for us? For Trencher and I.
You know what? Here's what I'll say.
You can't do that. You can't do that. That requires listener participation.
But if you feel the sudden urge to, we'll put up those same rules. 2 meg size, make it any readable audio file.
Yes.
We'll play them next week.
Yeah.
If you want to get even, every one of you, we will take on... Like, as many as...
No,
you know,
subject is too taboo.
No, of course. If anybody wants to cap on us, so to speak...
Yes.
Do it. Please. If you want to send us one for Claude and one for me, great. If every one of you want to send one for Claude and one for me, great. Do it. Email spankwagonmail@cox.net.
Right.
It's right there on the site. If you it's not written on the site, click on the email link. It'll bring you up to our email. Do it. Please. We'd love that. User participation. He doesn't think you're going to do it. I'm overly hopeful that you're going to do it and thus be let down again next week.
Prove us wrong.
Or maybe me right.
Yeah. Or, yeah, shit. That doesn't work because we're like divided.
Yeah.
Total opposite, man.
So
prove us wrong.
Prove
man.
You wrong and prove me right.
They said
also, Nineball's
better. They said it's all blank files.
Yeah. 9 volts bitter because, you know, the fact that, you know, we hung up on him. Well, we don't have the ability to actually play telephone remessages on our system yet.
What did 9 volt want to say?
I don't know.
We'll call it back. Find out.
No, because you'll just hang up on him again.
No, I won't. I'll let you have the phone.
I'll just hang up on him again.
That's what your wife's got to do, dude. She can be the go-between. Your wife will be like
Garrett Morris. Wife will be the stand-in. Now playing 9 volt.
Dude.
The wife.
Like Garrett Morris with the news for the hard of hearing. Your wife can do that. She can repeat back everything.
That'd be hilarious.
Wouldn't it? It'd be great.
I'll do it.
See? Quiet, happy knitting.
Very quiet, happy knitting. All right. Let's do real quick. Let's do dead celebrity
of the week. I laughed. I would have gone longer.
It's like something from a bad cartoon. Peter Piper. What?
We.
What? She's just going off in the background. Our studio audience throws us off more than entertains us. First celebrity death. Why don't you go ahead and read the first celebrity death? Because this is something that's obviously near and dear to your heart. Because every time we see it on TV or hear it or see it in a store, you scream.
Celeb deaths.
No.
I scream, Chupa Chups!
I don't know.
Yeah. So this is kind of famous to us right there. We're going to probably work on the dead celebrities right here. We'll divide them. We don't know. But anyhow, for the time being, you've got dead celebrities. Man behind the Chupa Chup lollipop dies. Inventor of the Spanish Chupa Chup lollipop. A fashion accessory among some celebrities. I don't know about fashion sense.
I don't know about fashion sense. Dude, you seem to love these things. What do they like?
The kick ass. Two ways. One, they taste like real ice cream.
Okay.
Two, the sticks are plastic.
Ooh.
Now you understand the power of the Chupa Chup. Okay.
Well, I mean,
Chup, not Chuck.
So they taste like ice cream, and the fact that the stick doesn't disintegrate in your mouth into
I'm real bad about those sticks right there. I'll chew on them, and then I unfold them.
Now, hold on. Time out. Really quick. Total sidetrack. Someone just said, you know, why don't you get one of those phone tape recorder gizmo thingies?
I said,
are you willing to donate? All of a sudden, I'm still poor from being unemployed. Feel free to donate to me. I'd pitch it a few bucks, but I'm currently filing bankruptcy? Shit! Maybe I'm okay here. Is bank wagon is that big of a deal?
God damn, who will help me solve
I didn't even open up this can of worms. Shit! Okay, next, Ed Slim.
Blah, blah, blah.
Howdy, neighbor.
No way, dude. Wait, Mr. Rogers is already dead.
No, not that neighbor.
Oh, okay. Actor Earl Hinman.
Who was?
Best known for playing a neighbor whose face was forever obscured by a fence on the television show Home Improvement, has died of lung cancer Monday in Stanford, Connecticut. He was 61 years old. You know what's funny? They have a picture of this asshole on the Internet Movie Database.
Yeah.
I have no idea what his fucking face looks like.
No one does.
That's taking shtick too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he liked that. I guess he was a really reclusive person to begin with. So he, Harrison Ford's
a great
actor.
Force yourself to get out of the house.
There you go.
Also at the same time, you know Nicolas Cage? He's not a recluse, but he suffers very badly from agoraphobia.
Hmm.
And acting is the only thing that can force him to get out of the house because he loses himself in the work.
Cool.
So yeah, acting can like help a lot right there. Another dead celebrity is Anita Mui. She's dead at 40, had cancer.
And Anita Mui, for those of you who obviously don't know, because hell, Claude didn't even know, she usually plays opposite of Jackie Chan in a lot of his films. She was, if you remember, Return of the Drunken Master, she played the mom.
And if anybody's curious, remember Rumble in the Bronx when they tear down the convenience store and she's on the toilet with those wet white panties? That's her. All
right. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
So Anita Mui, 40 of cancer. So that's our three dead celebrities. We had a few more because like people were really dying around this time of year.
God, she died at some place called the Sanatorium Hospital?
Yeah, the Hong Kong Sanatorium.
Jackie Chan has a manager named Willie?
Yes. He's reading
Willie?
The article. Willie, yes.
How the fuck can you be named something you can't even pronounce?
Willie. Come here, Wee-Wee.
Brewery.
Come here, Wee-Wee.
Here, Wee-Wee.
Jackie Chan's manager's Wee-Wee.
Yeah, she had cancer. Damn, her sister's dead, too.
Yes.
Shit.
What do you expect, man? That, I mean, you're all cramped living together.
If
you know,
she was
the
a
stars
singer?
Will get you. Yes. She's released, like, 40-some-odd albums in Hong Kong. 40 fucking albums!
Dude, look at that post-mortem movie premiere as well.
Yes.
House of Flying Daggers.
Tons of movies.
What is with Chinese and these, like, you know, inanimate objects with fucking verbs attached to them for movie titles?
I don't know.
Flying Guillotine, Flying Daggers, you know, just anyhow. All right. Those are our Dead Celebrities of the Week.
So those are Dead Celebrities of the Week.
We also have kind of a follow-up thing right there. I actually found this on CNN. Elliot Smith sings the song Needle in the Hay.
Needle in the Hay. One of the most depressing songs ever.
Yeah, and I love the song, too. I think
you
it's
do.
Great. I do. I like depressing stuff. Sung on the Royal Tenenbaum soundtrack.
Okay.
He also did another song. I've never heard of it, but I guess it like won a Grammy or was going to win a Grammy. It was really beloved by a lot of people. It was in Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyhow, Elliot Smith died in October.
Okay.
Late October.
I don't know if we covered it.
Yeah, I don't think we actually did, because it was a shock to me. I know he's dead. And they said it was suicide at the time. The guy was like on antidepressants and something else, too. They thought it was suicide because of the way the wounds were, but they've reopened the case. They're saying they toxicology, you know, they've taken another look at it.
Mm-hmm.
He was not ODing. He was not abusing prescription drugs. And they think he got murdered.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that's who knows. Maybe we'll have a celebrity murder of the month or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's kind of weird, too.
Yeah, very weird, you know, something like that.
But it kind of ruins it, though. You know?
Did he ever hang out with Phil Spector?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Imagine Phil Spector doing that kind of music.
Oof.
Baby love, why did you need me?
Who knows? Yeah. All right. Kind of moving on, we're going to start cutting into some all news right. And interesting things here, but it seems like we have a lawsuit on our hands. Not us, Snackwagon. But there's another one of these... Yes. Another one of these retarded lawsuit deals going on.
Trying to pay the bill for AA?
I
thought Alcoholics Anonymous was free, too.
Ours anime.
Oh.
Ah, the bandwidth bill. Makes sense.
Well, that's why there's personal web space.
Yeah, for Ars Anime, you want to host Ars Anime and whoo! You know what? I may make fun of him. I may have made fun of him because he doesn't update the site. But I'll be damned if he doesn't get like 1,000% of the traffic we could ever dream of.
Well, if
you
go bankrupt, I'd
like
to buy that domain.
Yeah, put up some prawn.
Yeah,
no, you'll make a hentai just to be cool.
Hentai is great. Red Rum and
let's
I.
Let's not get into this.
No, there is a great fucking thing to get into this. Fuck you. Okay, it's a plug. Red Rum and I got into a great debate about hentai and the repression of Chinese sexual society.
Okay,
Japanese. If you would like to see this debate, please stop by the message boards.
Where are those at?
Spankwagon.vftp.net. Can I not do be free in this country to do a plug?
Okay.
All right, moving on.
Thank you.
It's a civilized argument.
Really quick. Those ain't fucking quick. Someone wants to sue Starbucks for $10 million.
Yeah.
And it's not because of a bad-tasting cup of coffee.
If so, Starbucks would like be R.J. Reynolds.
Pretty much. alleges she suffered severe burns from coffee.
I burned.
And I hate, you know what, these staff writers for what and so on and so forth are getting really, really fucking stupid. Because first fucking line here, there's no crying over spilt milk, but hot coffee is a whole other matter.
Dude, they're throwing in one-liners, I know. I saw the article, too.
This is getting sad.
Yeah.
In a
nutshell, she fucking spilled coffee on herself.
She spilled coffee on her arm, burned herself, and then she said that, you know, she said that it leaked from the container, so on and so forth. Now, the trick is here, she's suing for $10 million right away. It still is yet to go in front of a judge to see if the case is deemed worthy.
They're bragging about they want this money.
Yeah.
That's stupid. You know what? That's the worst thing she could have done.
Totally.
Because right now, everybody that shit will spread like wildfire, and everybody will immediately look down on her. Never mind if she... I don't know how, but let's say in some oddball parallel dimension, she was actually due $10 million for whatever medical bills. Everybody's going to think it's frivolous anyhow.
Yes.
Now, there was once multi-million Starbucks lawsuit that they lost that I thought was kind of worth it in some ways right there. Did you read about that one?
Which one was that?
They're talking about where an employee didn't properly I don't know what the names of the equipment is.
Didn't lock in the filter, you mean?
Yeah, didn't lock that in. So when she hit the steam, the thing blew up and scalded the shit out of her.
Yep.
Multi-million dollars? No, probably a few hundred thousand is what I would have awarded for that, depending on the severity of the burns. And
well, then again, though, you're putting a dollar value on a person's life. Now, this is one of the big problems with tort reform. Tort reform is saying... Tort reform. The basically what it is restricting the amount of winnings that someone can win off of like a malpractice or an injury type suit.
Well, yeah.
Thus keeping things like insurance low.
Okay.
Because insurance then doesn't have to pay out through the ass.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course there's value on human life. Ask General Motors.
But you're saying it's only a few hundred thousand.
For that right there?
Someone says it's a million for their inconvenience.
Okay, depending upon the medical bills and things like that, yeah. I mean, you know what? The psychological stuff right there, I don't know. I've been in accidents and stuff, and you know, time does need to be, you know, have to be the best elixir to heal wounds. And, you know, I hate saying cliche stuff like that, which is why I twisted that one around. I mean, maybe the only thing granted, everybody's different. The only, I mean, like, I can understand if somebody got a few million for, like, a rape case or something.
Because
that's some pretty fucked up psychological shit.
Yes.
Burning yourself, though. You know, yeah, that's going to be pretty fucked up. But you know what really kills it for me? And maybe this is the negative. Maybe handicapped people overcoming disabilities are a negative for trial lawyers.
Maybe.
Because, like, have you seen that local guy right there?
Which one?
Okay. He's a racer dude. Okay. What happened was, like, back in the 80s, he got into a car wreck. Racing, I think, down in L.A. someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Burned, like, 70% of his body plus. Mm. Okay. The guy is disfigured as all shit. He really is, man. But he's still a mechanic. Races cars and builds cars and shit, man. He overcome that disability. So I see some guy that got poured gasoline all over him in a wreck, got set on fire, became the human fucking torch, can survive all that, and he makes a damn decent living now. He's overcome and doesn't see it as a handicap, okay? And this guy took full responsibility for this, yet this woman spills a little coffee and wants $2 million?
Mm-hmm.
No. So I'm saying maybe handicapped people are bad for society.
Very true.
Ones that can overcome their disabilities.
Ones that can overcome. And anybody that can overcome. Or, you know, people who say, shit, I spilled coffee on myself.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo.
You know, now, she said she spilled an arm. I don't know. You know, what if you spilled in your crotch? What kind of injuries? You know what? You have to dump the whole damn thing on there, hold it there, take an iron and press it on your genitals to heat it up, to keep it hot, in order to do some fucking damage.
Because
it's liquid.
Yeah,
liquid
it cools
disperses
rapidly.
Heat very rapidly. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that bad, folks. It does hurt. I won't say it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, it hurts.
You know, and it's going to leave a mark. Yes, you're going to get, like, a minor burn. Maybe even a medium, whatever, a second-degree burn?
Yeah.
But $10 million worth?
No. Because, like I say, you know what, man? There are too many people out there that have had far worse than her and been able to survive it. So just as you say, how can I put the value on you know, how can I put a value on human life? I'm going to ask you, how can we possibly put a value on human recovery?
Sure. Very good question. Very good question. And moving along, actually, into another article that I have here, the Las Vegas Sun had a great question or a great article about the new scooter craze that's going on.
Yes.
Lately, and you, I don't know if we talked about this last week, but go ahead and bring it up again what you saw last week.
Are you 12? Is your wife 12 years old?
No, why?
She's subscribing to fucking Cat Fancy.
Someone started subscribing us to it. We don't know who. Cool. We're just getting them.
Maybe. It's Stitz, man. He loves you.
Anyhow.
He's a subscriber, too. Charter member.
Nice.
Anyhow.
Yeah, the
motorized scooters. Motorized scooters.
Gas or electric.
Gas or electric. Anything that where your fat ass doesn't have to, like,
walk.
Kick the ground, walk, or pedal. You just stand there, keep your balance, and you get it. Moved.
Right. Now, you saw a kid last week or 2 weeks ago pushing one home because
it
ran out of gas.
It was so funny. Yeah, the kid had a scooter, man, a motorized scooter. It's like what a flat scooter is, like a little two-stroke, one-cylinder, tiny-ass motor on the back. Homeboy was pushing it home, ran out of gas.
See, that's funny. And you asked the question, and do they all roll up badass into a gas station?
Yeah.
Bunch of fill up.
Yeah. Does dad go out and, like, fill up the 6-gallon jerry can and take it back home? You know, and all the kids just have to pour it in? Or do they all, like, pull up, like, Mad Max-esque post-apocalyptic badass bikers and stuff at the gas station? Putting, like, a pint of gas in each thing, man. okay, guys, 350, you know, yeah, for like six scooters.
Six scooters. Nice. Shit, I didn't bring any money. Fuck!
I love the Call fact Dad. Now, too, you know what, the, because these things are so popular. It got shut down in Congress, but they say they're going to challenge it again. They want catalytic converters and smog testing.
Oh, they do every year. Every year they want to try to do that for lawnmowers and garden devices.
That shit's getting out of hand. Yeah.
Here's the funnier thing, though. Someone asks, is, you know, these kids are on these scooters, and we've seen it. They're riding out in the middle of streets.
Yeah, because you can't drive them on the sidewalk.
Yeah, which is a motorized vehicle.
Motorized vehicle.
Because you cannot drive them on the sidewalk legally, because they are a motorized vehicle. You can't ride a bike on a sidewalk here legally.
That's kind of a funny thought, dude.
I mean, you've seen those scooters that have headlights, taillights, turn signals.
Yeah, yeah.
Fully loaded scooters that can go like 20 miles an hour.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, dude, we should get one of those scooters, dude. Just pull up in somebody's fucking yard and put one foot down and do like a fucking lawn job. Little crop circles.
So, yeah. And yeah. So here's the thing is, you know,
these things are on the street.
These kids are riding around.
What's the average age of these kids?
Oh, God, 12.
Right.
12 is about the average age.
12 is about the average age for these kids. And none of them know the rules of the road, and they just pull out in front of people. Now, here's the funny thing. Like in California, if you're a pedestrian, you have the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
You can step in front of cars and they have to stop no matter how bad you jaywalk, okay?
Yes.
But if you're on a scooter, you're not a pedestrian.
Nope.
Not at all. Which means cars can hit you.
Yes.
I love that.
And out here in Vegas, it's if they're entering the crosswalk, you must stop no matter what point of the crosswalk they're in. Whether they're on the opposite side and it takes them 5 years to get crossed,
yes,
you have to
stop by
law. Not that you really ever do.
Although, you know what? Sidetrack story, a woman has been sentenced for jail time for that. It was a freestanding crosswalk, no traffic control devices.
Mm-hmm.
Car was stopped in the fast lane right there, was letting a woman cross. And this woman didn't bother to slow down. She blew past it and hit the pedestrian.
Hmm. Damn. Yeah.
So that she didn't yield to a pedestrian. Because if a car stopped and for no reason right there, at a sidewalk or anything, or an intersection, you got to pull up next to it and stop. Because that means that they're stopped for a reason. Anyhow.
Interesting.
Yes.
But yeah, they're talking about how these kids now are, you know, cruising around the streets. So next time you see these kids, think about that. You know, there's a 3,000-pound car or bigger.
Yeah.
Rambling down the road, and these kids are in the middle of that road because that's where they can only be.
Yeah.
And they're only 12. Potential lawsuit.
They have no.
Here's the question, though. Will the potential lawsuit be the people who sell them, manufacturers of them, all of the above, or the city?
I'm going to take all of the above plus the city.
So all of the above.
They'll find a way to rack the city into it. Okay, they will without a doubt. But more than likely, yeah, you'll see a lot of stuff like that. However, it's going to be really funny. I don't think it's going to be the parents will. There's one thing though: the parents will have to sue because a driver is going to take their ass to court.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Absolutely. I have a question: Would you buy your kid one of those things?
No.
Even if ever the kid had it.
If ever
he's in like a little, all his friends are in a little scooter gang.
I would have to say no.
Because scooters, because we're talking about for scooters, they not only have like flatboard scooters you can see. Who farted?
Not me.
You fart?
Damn, she's laughing.
God,
she farted.
Damn, man. We'll curled up at your ass and die.
Anyhow,
girl.
Moving on.
Okay. Fuck. Fucking stench of the damned up your ass.
Wow. God. My wife's gas can stop a radio show.
Fucking A, man. It's like fucking Yucca Mountain between
the cheeks.
She's
laughing so hard she's choking.
It's not. She's not choking because she's laughing. She's choking because of her own stench.
Damn.
God damn. Anyhow, yeah, these things aren't just flatboard scooters. They're like little mini choppers and stuff, too.
They're getting to be.
But they keep them right below the engine
CC,
size.
The engine size rating engine for size. A scooter, yes. But y'all agree, they are like little fucking choppers nowadays.
They make them like that on
they
purpose.
They got little the custom rims. You can go in and buy extra parts. And
yeah, they only cost like a few hundred.
Yeah.
We should get choppers, dude. The motorcycle chopper.
No, because you see, I remember one morning, I was at the gas station, and I watched this guy zip past me in the gas station. Fat dude on a scooter. It's one of those sit-down scooters, right?
Yeah.
The thing could barely make it over a bump, and it was like full throttle. And it's only going maybe a mile an hour, 2 miles an hour. He could walk faster. He could have walked faster than this scooter rolled.
And visions of bumper boats.
Two fucking two fucking tires on the back. You know, not just one, not one big one, but two smaller ones on the back, and they were both like scrunching flat. And you know they had to have like full air. And this guy was just cruising like he was fucking Jesse James on a West Coast chopper, or You know, yeah. Like Big Paulie on an OCC, he was cruising like that. And
as soon as I catch up to you, 12-size boot.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Let's get that, man. We should get some of those.
No.
We'll take them up to Sun City.
I have better things to spend my money taking them to Sun City.
Yeah, we'll be the easy riders of Sun City.
Jesus.
We'll paint like American flags on them and stuff, man.
Yeah, get shot at by old folks in golf carts.
Hey, Sunny, why don't you... And they'll just die. We won't have to worry about that. It'll scare them enough.
You'll just point your garage door opener at them and
click. Yeah.
Give them a heart attack.
That shit don't work.
I know. That's funny you've tried that. Yeah. Anyhow, I think we're going to go ahead and cut to a quick break.
Stupid urban legend.
But yeah, Fat Boy Scooters. That's exactly what
they are. They are. You don't know. They got little windshields, little fucking lights and shit on the front of them.
Yeah.
But they're
right under the CC rating. And they're not like Vespas or mopeds or anything
like
that.
These things are like scooters. 200 to 600 CC.
Yeah, they're just scooters.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
Yeah, because I think the law here in Nevada says anything that's like, I want to say it's 1,000 cc's and lower does not have to be registered. Anything above that, like a moped,
mm-hmm.
you know, motorbike right there, then you have to like start getting registration.
I think it's actually less than 1,000 because 1,000 cc's is pretty big. What you're thinking maybe is about 250 cc's.
No, I want to say it's 1,050 cc's and above. Maybe I'm thinking 1,050
cc's is about 1.5 liters.
Maybe
there's cars that are 1.5 liter.
Maybe I'm thinking that's what you need for a full-fledged motorcycle license.
Something
have to take the test. Something else may be like for like other stuff. But anyhow, yeah, it's like these things are tiny. Yeah. They're
and
like
wait,
a couple hundred
and I know for those of you who are not on either the coasts or someone who's in the Midwest, wait until they hit the Midwest. You'll see these little scooter shops.
Dude, that's what
it'll be worse than the Razor scooters because you know, the Razor scooters required work, and that was the downfall of them. You know, I'm surprised people still even ride fucking bikes anymore because you have to pedal.
I know.
You know.
Oh look, I'm not going as fast. It takes more work, but I only have to move my leg one direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one leg at that.
And one leg at that.
Dude.
Instead, you just have to turn a key and get some gas from Dad or plug him in at night.
It'd be cool to get one of them flatboard scooters, man. Just put a battery on the back and put like a neon tube underneath.
Oh, God.
And some tire flies.
Bling, bling. All right, folks.
No, that's the forbidden word.
Oh. Damn.
You can't say that.
I'm now going to be smited for my use of blingage.
Yes.
Anyhow.
All right. You are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio. It's opposite. I just didn't. Sorry. Only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back in a little bit, folks.
You bet your ass.
Fat Boy Scooters. I like that. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your jugglers and the clowns when they all did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at after he took from you everything he could steal? How does it feel?
exchanging all precious gifts. But you better take a diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel?
About saffron, well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron, she's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly, they call me mellow yellow. Forever to fly, a wind of a velocity nil. On a high, forever to fly. If you want your cup, power fill. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. Sudden grace, electric banana, it's bound to be the very next phase. They call it mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow.
They call me mellow yellow.
some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
You just like listening to yourself.
Music.
And they can, of course, we're listening. We're not listening live. You're gonna sing to them, but they can't hear because you've already clipped out.
Yeah, I know.
What a damn shame.
It's like unsynced karaoke
on the wrong side. Yeah, unsynced karaoke. That's called Chinese film.
Ha! All right.
His lips didn't even move when he did that. That's scary. All right. You guys can't even tell what he's doing. He's like doing the whole... Hi, my name is...
Oh, yeah, like that works too.
No. I tried explaining.
You have failed.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we're on a show, actually.
She should be the one that I explain to people what we're doing.
Yeah.
Watch your head explode. I give up. Anyhow.
Yeah, I hate saying this, but we actually have worked ourselves right out of the show. I mistimed my segments, and we're done. Unless you got something you want to add.
Do we have some news?
No, I mean, I covered... We basically said we do too much news, so we quit doing a lot of news.
Oh, I have a good story for you.
Oh, okay. Is it news?
Yeah.
I'll have to remember that.
What do you think? Are the police lying because he's a black man? Or is Michael Jackson just making all it really get hurt by the cops?
I don't know, dude. I mean, they showed that picture quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it looks like, but they weren't rough on him. He walked right on in. They were all cordial and polite.
And dislocated shoulders doing the things right there. The picture doesn't do it for me.
I don't think he...
I saw Michael Jackson turn into a fucking werewolf. I'm not going to believe that shit's real.
We watched Michael Jackson turn white.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. A bruise can't be that hard to fake, considering his nose is pretty much fake.
Yeah.
So...
So much for that news story. Shit. All right.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, did they really hurt him?
Yeah, no.
Did they make his nose fall off?
Yeah.
You know, honestly,
his publicist
I think,
got fired.
Yeah, well, right. No, you know, his publicist quit.
But they say he got fired.
And then, of course, Reverend Farrakhan started speaking on Michael Jackson's behalf.
Farrakhan did?
Farrakhan did.
Farrakhan himself.
The Nation of Islam. Farrakhan.
The Nation of Islam?
No, no, no.
Or Farrakhan
himself.
What has Farrakhan said?
Oh, Michael Jackson is innocent. You're doing this because he's a black man. I think the crowd snickered at that one. You know, mostly just the usual rhetoric that you get out of Farrakhan.
What do you think, man? Do you think you think Farrakhan's after the music library?
Why would Farrakhan be interested in that many Beatles songs?
I don't know. Prophet, bling, bling, ka-ching.
You know what? I don't think so. I think Farrakhan's doing it because Michael Jackson cut him a check, even though, you know, it'll bounce seven ways to Sunday.
I know.
But he cut him a check or said the right thing or did the right thing. He goes, no, I'm a brother. Word. You know, and Farrakhan pretty much just said, yeah, that's good enough for me. Let's go, what, Mr. Jackson?
You imagine Jackson trying to do the whole Muslim beard thing?
That's another surgery.
God, dude, it's like Afghanistan animation. Never thought I'd work that into a conversation.
Afghanistan animation. Afghanistan. Wow, that's a good word. There's going to be websites up tomorrow.
Thank you, Super Troopers.
All about Afghanistan animation.
If they're not up already, I know. All right.
Afghanistan animation.
I'll be big on Arz anime now.
Yeah.
Those people don't get out much.
I kid. Well, you know, I mean, I've only dissed the guy who runs the entire fucking site and is a faithful listener,
and
so...
I'm giving his goddamn mad props.
Yeah, and we've already given his mad props. But.
All right, well, who was the clicker liquor?
Airwolf. Airwolf has to wait till the very end to get his mad props.
No, we owe clicker liquor pop to somebody, goddamn.
Chazad. Someone totally different.
Yeah. That's why you're doing the secretarial thing of keeping track of everything.
I just can't get the actual shipping clerk part done.
Yeah, we'll Spankwagon will file.
I'm a secretary, not a shipping clerk. Damn it!
Spankwagon will file bankruptcy. We'll post our bankruptcy papers. You know, we owe the sum of two clicker liquor pops to Shazad. We owe three mad props to Airwolf. Not saying you're entitled to them. It's called parody. All right. So anyhow,
go to Afghanistan Animation.
GuestAnimation.com.
Shazad says go to something, but...
What's Johnny Chimpo, man? The thing right he's doing right there. Is that somebody's, like, nuts?
I think so.
Or is it, like, the scales of justice?
I have scales. You know what? They're all saying now they could see Michael Jackson doing gangster rap and all that stuff.
What the fuck you mean gangster rap? Michael Jackson going hardcore? Okay, yeah. That's like Hammer. Remember Pumps and the Bumps? Yeah. That ain't gonna work.
That ain't gonna happen.
All right. Michael Jackson doing gangster rap, dude. That scares the shit out of me because I just picture like a Hammer walking around mm-hmm. with that big old ferocious boner. Remember? Did you mm-hmm. ever see Pumps and the Bumps? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Walk around Neverland with kids. All right. Have I not just ruined the gangster rap?
Oh, my God.
Life is nothing more than bitches and money.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the Afghanistan. Oh, that's right. Afghanistan animation, Johnny Chimpo, that was the cartoon they were watching.
God, it's good to see you catch on.
Oh, my God, I'm slow. Whoa, I'm a motherfucker today.
Autistic asshole.
What?
Whatever. Anyhow.
What? What'd you call me?
I called you an asshole.
Well, I know that. I'm wondering what the... never mind. It ain't worth it.
You can listen to the playback when you do the editing and post.
We don't have a post! Pretty much, this is Spankwagon live!
Live!
We get to swear here. Fuck.
Post.
We don't have a fucking post!
Rename the PC. The Mac. Oh, I didn't know you're a Mac person. That's right.
Where did that come from? I always have said, and I always will say, a Mac is a PC. It's a fucking personal computer.
I get these people. Right on.
Sister? Yeah.
You got the CD's cute kitty.
Whoever got her the subscription to Cat Fancy will die!
Oh, I love the kitty!
Oh, my God. I tell you, folks.
I need a new kitty. Look at
what's wrong
that.
With the one you got? It's not as always a fucking car.
I know, but I love my kitty.
Trade him in.
Friend.
He's a friend.
He needs a friend.
He's got me. Every time you leave town, I have to feed him.
Oh, my God.
He's another friend besides Claude.
See, I told you, folks, we're out of stuff for the show this week. I mean, we're done with this show. I mean,
yeah, no, we like
we can play more music that no one said they heard.
Fury.
What do you want to talk
Michael
about?
Jackson and the Nation of Islam. That just trips me out, man.
Jackson and the Nation of Islam, just, it's...
Can I sing? I sing a lot, man.
Oh, no.
What do you got?
Look at these are songs about cats. Who gave this to me? Virtual One? Is this Virtual One who sent this?
I don't know who sent this. He said something like that in the chat room, but I've yet to confirm or have him deny. Claude?
Okay, they're writing songs to You Can't Touch Us by MC Hammer.
What?
Don't bet me. Don't bet me. It's like fucking Breck. Don't bet me.
My
people pet me so hard. Makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me long teeth, sharp claws, and a skinny body.
What? Wait.
Let me sing. It's so good to know I'm me, sitting on top of my kitty tree. I lick myself until I'm wet, because I'm a kitty you can't pet. Hey, don't pet me! Brand new mice, attack! Throw it in the air, hit it, smack! I hide under the couch, try to get me out, and I bite you, ouch! I sit on your lap, can't get up during my nap. I struggle, you bite, but don't touch me yet, because I'm a kitty you can't pet. Doom, 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 doom. Hey, don't pet me! All right, hold on.
Oh, my God.
See, that is terrible. All right.
No, they have one for a Calypso tune here.
Oh, my God.
Smoky, smoky Jed, sweetest cat the Lord has made. Oh, fuck, this is like Mormon cat lovers. Smoky, smoky Jed, sweetest cat the Lord has made. He's silver gray and has got Jed green. You just got you ever seen. He thinks he's a hunting human being. You just got you ever seen. Oh, fuck, I can't sing this shit. He sings song like an opera guy, so sweet to make you want to cry. No other cat meow that high. So sing
it sounds like someone is sitting on the shitter going, he makes you songs to sing to cry.
Like it's like out of words. It's like Jack Chick started reading greeting cards. Okay. Big ears, long tail, tiny face. There's no cat that you can take your place. Spin and prance with a dancer's grace. There's no cat that can take your place. Okay. That's horrible.
Yikes.
Okay, this is great. These don't have any fucking sung to a sing tune, so I gotta like make this up. Okay, this is sung to a swing tune, so I'm gonna try my best. As Jesus Christ, I just realized something.
What?
The assholes who wrote this, or I'm sorry, I don't want to get sued for fucking libel. The people who wrote this, scratch that, edit and post. Not only
we don't have a post!
Not only have they wrote songs about their cats, they've included pictures of the cats. Okay. They have this evil, nasty-looking Siamese.
He's beautiful.
Fucking cat looks like he's been sniffing glue.
His nose and nostrils are shut tight.
Do I baby loving me? Blue eye baby, can't you see? I can't fight a love. I wear the heart that's big enough for three. Oh, blue eye baby, let me be. I go to town looking for a new love in my life.
Brian
and
Setzer's
I dream about
fucked.
The way things ought to be. But blue eye baby sits at home and misses me and I. This ain't fucking rhyme. So my conscience makes me feet get up and. Okay. Blue eye baby love me, of course.
Hey, folks. Yes, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, harder than a 40 ounce of Colt 45.
God. When I think I found a winner and the signs are looking right, then I take a chance to bring my new love home. Blue-eyed babies never please, souls not to start a fight. New love's at the door and I sit at home alone. God. I keep a hoping and praying the Lord that will send to me someone got a gentle understanding too. Who will realize the way things are, how they've got to be, and I'll know him by the way he looks at you. My blue-eyed baby loving me, blue-eyed baby, can't you see? I can't find a lover with a heart that's big enough for thee!
Okay, that's enough! We're done! Holy shit!
You lost the page!
I don't care!
Wait, stop.
The
stop.
Fuck?! George Foreman and his pussy.
Dude.
His pussy, what if he names his pussy cat George?
Dude, okay, this is January 2004 issue with George Foreman. With the new George Foreman grill, you too can enjoy Chinese food. Okay. Come on, Michelle. You know you love a little teriyaki kitten. Some teriyaki kitten. Okay, hold on. Okay, here's the stuff. They have the ballad of Sassafras Cat. You want me to sing that? All right, here we go.
What is this under the ballad of Irving? Pencil neck cat.
She prowled in the sugarcane fields, a homeless kitten. On my way to work, I was helplessly smitten. Just another self-absorbed Maui guy, he rarely looked twice, till I saw the brave kitten abandoned in paradise.
You know, how did that joke go? Like you said yesterday?
Yeah.
All these years, I wish I could sing. Right now, I wish you could sing.
The first time I saw her, she was hungry and lean. Like a runaway model on amphetamines? God damn!
Wait, what was that line again? Don't sing it, just speak it!
The first time I saw her, she was hungry and lean, like a runaway model on amphetamines.
Oh, shit, that...
No. Better. I'm so glad I saved this one for last because I've been bouncing around. Oh, shit. Okay. Now she lives in an oceanfront condo, petulant and fat. The queen of all things feline is my sassafras cat. I pulled off the road and invited her in my Subaru. She swished her tail and said, I'm going nowhere with you. So I drove to Maui's shelter and borrowed a cage. It took 3 days to trap her and she hissed in rage. She walked... Hey, find the lyrics in that one too if they put...
Okay.
She walked into our oceanfront condo acting kind of curt. Then took to high living like Martha Stewart. Our other cats... I know. This is like taffy. Our other cats hid, sulked and complained, then struck various poses of feline disdain.
Disdain! Disdain!
Disdain. Disdain.
Oh my god. What? Now you're making up words,
I'm
dude.
Not making
not
up.
You. No, whoever wrote that.
I didn't write this shit. Alright, hold on. The kitten grew strong, bodacious and perky. Now she'll dine only on delicatessen turkey.
Bodacious and perky.
Bodacious.
Perky. A perky cat, what? All eight teeth are sticking straight out?
I got a perky kitty. Oh, fuck. To call me her owner is really a laugh. Dog owners and cats have staff.
What? How's it spelled?
S-T-A-F-F.
Okay, not like staff infection. Great. Oh my god.
The first time I saw her, she was hungry and lean, like a runaway model on amphetamines. Now she lives in the oceanfront condo, petulant and frat. Queen of all things feline is my sassafras cat. You gotta read this. I didn't make it up.
I'm reading it, folks, and smitten, blah, blah, blah. I'm only reading twice. I saw this beginning bad in paradise. Oh my god. This is bad.
God. Guess what? You know what's sad about this?
Mm.
Now you know what the RIAA is suing to protect.
9Volt says that disdain is cat urine. Okay, well that makes a little more sense. You know what? I got Chizad here going, oh my god, thank god, it's only two more minutes till they're done.
This
is the first time we've ever wanted us to be done.
This is great, because you know we have more. Yeah, we're having more fun right now. We have someone to make fun. We have material.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Hey, folks.
Cat bungalows.
Seriously, though. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Cat bungalows.
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Hey, look at that, man.
People are saying this song should end with taps. What the fuck? It wasn't that bad of a show.
Should it end with taps? That means it doesn't end with mad props.
Yeah, and that means you're cheating Airwolf out of his mad props.
Yeah, dude, so whenever you cheat Airwolf out of mad props, the terrorists win.
Or Kitty gets stuck in amphetamines. Oh, he adopted a junkie cat! And he called it a runway model. Does that mean there's a video of the cat screwing someone with a backlit camera?
Bang kennel.
that's so bad.
Oh shit, amphetamine, that's funny.
Yes. Thank you very, very much.
So virtual one gets mad
extra
props.
Extra mad props, why not?
And it's still not time for Airwolves.
Nope, we got just about 30 seconds to go. Let's give a few seconds of silence, or about 20 now.
All right, let's collect ourselves. Amphetamines.
These were the winners. That's the scary part. Did you read that part?
No, I didn't.
These are the winners.
What is? Okay.
These are the winners. The winner. The contest. And these are the people who won! Think how lousy they had to be.
We asked our readers to craft a tune in honor of their favorite felines. And did we ever get an earful? Okay, now the blue-eyed baby in the ballad of the sassafras amphetamine speed freak cat. One for sheet music and lyrics only. Winners of CD or cassette entries. That means, hey, don't pet me! And Smokey Jade Calypso. Somebody actually sung that shit on a CD or cassette and submitted it.
That's, with music and everything. I bet
hey, don't pet me!
Yeah, we'll make it sound good in post.
Post.
All right.
Some guy sitting down is like, I'm not a fucking miracle worker. Okay, you've been listening to...
You've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
We're going to mercifully put this creature to sleep tonight. But tune in next week at the same normal time, 6 o'clock Pacific time. Thank you. You did it too.
Specific time.
Spankwagon.vftp.net. Really quick, let me say big thank yous to LazyCode.com for providing us the bandwidth to do the broadcasting. That is an ugly cat.
Let's see the cat. God damn, that's the amphetamine cat.
Yeah, that's
right
the amphetamine
there.
Cat. But thank you very much for LazyCode for providing us the bandwidth and the streaming for the audio. Thank you very much to Virtual One and VFTP.net for providing us the home and space to provide you, spankwagon.vftp.net. Mm-hmm. Now, before we close out the show, I just want to say thank you, Claude, for you. Being here way early. And finally.
And finally, we'd like to thank everyone else. Thank you. And Spankwagon Radio, listen in.
Okay, we're just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Let's give it to him. Oh, let's give him a little more than that.
Banana way, banana way, carra.
What are you going to do? All right. Mad props to you, Airwolf.
Are you happy now?
Damn. See you later. See you next week.
Hey.
Enjoy our shitty music.
Don't pet me.
Don't pet me.
Don't pet me.
Don't
pet me.
Don't.
Red wine, you make me feel so fine. You keep me rocking all of the time. Red, red wine, you make me feel so grand. I feel $1 million when you're just in my hand. Red, red wine, you make me feel so sad. Anytime I see you go, it make me feel bad. Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. Monkey packing is the band of sweet headline. Red, red wine, you give me woolly pazing. Woolly pazing, make me do my own thing. Red, red wine, you really know how to love. You're kind of loving like a blessing from above. Red, red wine, I love you right from the start. Right from the start, with all of my heart. Red, red wine in a 80s style. Red, red wine in a modern beat style. Yeah. Give me a little time, let me clear up my mind. Give me a little time, let me clear up my mind. Give me red wine, the time, let me feel fine. Let me feel fine, all of the time. Red, red wine, it make me feel so fine. Monkey back and loose upon the sweet. Till I die, and that's no lie. Red, red wine can't get you on my mind. Wherever you may be, I'll surely find. I'll surely find. Make no fuss, just
yeah. stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em, brr, stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em, brr, stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em. Gonna run the beatbox in the best pocket we know. Now with a mind blowing body rocking DPMCs, all the whole boys and the young ladies, we're gonna rock a fierce beat with the human beatbox. And to the sucker MCs, jump off our jocks. His DJ name is Grandmaster Doc Mac. And we'll repeat it if we have to, once or twice. We're gonna take it from the bottom and straight to the top. So check it out, party people, it's the human beatbox.
Oh, baby.